All right, and the next type of cleaning that we provide is called summer cleaning, or what's commonly called the deep cleaning or spring cleaning. It has a different variety of names. Sometimes they call it seasonal cleaning. All in all, the difference is that compared to a move-in or move-out or post-construction cleaning, is that in a deep cleaning, or what's commonly called a spring cleaning or seasonal cleaning, there's actually people living inside of the house. So we have the clients actually living inside of the house, and we're going to do exactly the same thing that we did with the move-in or move-out cleaning, in which we go to every single corner of your house, cleaning inside every single area, with the difference that, you know, we will not be able to reach all the areas because of the furniture that is inside of the house, and or the items that are actually inside of the house. There are different ways by which we can accomplish this, but first a preview. It's like, what's so good about it? Well, we have 25 years of master cleaning system, and that's all transferred by Maria, who's the founder of the company. Once again, you're going to get a specialized crew of 3 people or more in some cases, and we're going to be providing you with an option to do essential oils cleaning supplies that will be provided to you, and that's really an additional benefit that we can provide to you in case you know, you would like to add it on top of, you know, the regular cleaning that we normally use. And we're also going to be providing with the HEPA vacuum with relaxing aromatizer, in case you would like to add that as well. We actually have that option. And we have also, once again, a fully managed and supervised crew by the team leader. And once again, the team leader is going to be working with the team as well, unless, you know, we have more than 3 people working inside of the house, right? Then we're going to be offering also an option to do a 5S organizational system installation, meaning any area of your house can be optimized with a 5S organizational system, by which we're going to be not only organizing it and cleaning it for a one-time deal, but we're going to leave you with a system that you will be able to actually keep and maintain and keep your home organized, depending on whether you use it in the closets, the garage, the kitchen pantry, the linen closets. Any area can actually be 5S optimized. Now, what areas get clean? Once again, every single area inside of the house gets clean, but let's go one by one. For instance, in the area of the kitchen, there are some clients that would like us to actually take out the dishes out of the cabinets and take out all the items out of the cabinets. We can definitely do that for you. We can take out all of the items inside of the cabinets, take it out, clean all your cabinets from the inside out, and also clean on top of your cabinets in case you have a top area on top of the cabinets with ornaments. We can also also do clean on top of the cabinets. So inside, outside, and on top of the cabinet is also part of the deep cleaning, spring cleaning, or summer cleaning, or what's called the seasonal cleaning. Then, so this includes for the upper cabinets as well as the lower cabinets. We are going to be cleaning your microwaves, your stoves, your ovens, and we're going to be doing your windows inside and outside with the package of Vista Cleaning. We're going to be doing an oven cleansing, and we're going to be cleaning every single surface inside of your kitchen, and that includes your countertops, your backsplashes, also you know, making sure that there's no cobwebs you know, in your home, which usually, you know, happens to be the case, because the deep cleaning, spring cleaning, the seasonal cleaning usually happens on a monthly or every 3 months or every 6 months, depending on the frequency that you would like. There are some clients that, like I said, likes those kind of deep cleaning, spring cleaning, every month. They really love cleaning and they want us to do it for every month of the year. There are some clients that likes it every 3 months, and there's other clients that like it every 6 months, and there are clients that like it all only once a year. And depending on the frequency that you're looking for, it will take us more time to do. So someone looking for a 6 month seasonal cleaning would take more time than somebody looking for every 3 months and somebody looking for every month. because we will be able to maintain the house in better shape, and there will be less dirt actually accumulated in the house depending on the length of time that you're looking for to sign up for the seasonal cleaning. All right, so now going back to the areas of the house, then once again, in the kitchen, we're going to be, all we use is all organic cleaning supplies with the additional essential oils that we're going to be providing to you as well as an addition. And then at the same time that we're cleaning inside of the cabinets, we can actually be organizing and labeling inside of your cabinet so that you can actually keep an order, all your items organized. This comes very handy for cabinets that are just loaded with stuff, but there's actually no sign of what it is for what or what lids are for what. So what we do is we divide your cabinets into sections so that we will have cups in one side and, I mean, the caps of the cups or the covers of the cups, to put it this way, or your mugs. You know, has happened to me before that... I'll be running late for work, and then I will not be able to find the cap to my to my coffee cup or to my mug, right? So what we do is we definitely want you to be able to locate and organize and make sure that anybody you know, who is coming to do the dishes or who is maintaining you know, your home throughout throughout the weeks actually knows exactly where to put things. Okay, so that's why we provide you with a 5S organizational system. This way, as we are cleaning inside of the cabinets, we can actually start organizing them and putting things in order and creating a system by which you will be able to systematically keep it organized every single time somebody changes, removes, or adds anything to your cabinets. Okay, so that's in regards to the kitchen. The kitchen, everything inside of the kitchen gets done. One of the common procedures is actually to remove the cobwebs, to clean inside of the basement radiators, replace new filters for your central system, the vents, and do a Vista cleaning. Usually, most of the times, I'll say about 85 to 90% of the time, we clients actually like to do the Vista cleaning because it actually preserves the lives and prolongs the lives of their windows. So because over the course of a month or 3 months or 6 months, all of the chlorophyll has actually been accumulated into the sashes or of their windows or into the rails. Dead ants, dead bees, dead animals have, you know, dead insects have actually been collected, you know, at the foot of their windows or inside of the railing of the window. So we first vacuum it, make sure that there's no dead insects, and then we start cleaning and removing on any of the stains that is actually found on the white railing or on the sashes of the windows, and proceed to clean the windows inside and outside, including the window frames, window seals. So we're talking about an entire thorough cleaning to the windows. That's why we call it Vista cleaning. And then as in regards to your door, every single part of the door is going to be clean. It's going to be the door frames, the front, the back of the door, the edge of the door, the upper edge, and the back edge of the door. So the whole door actually gets clean, as well as the handles or knobs on your doors. Inside of the kitchen, we're also going to be cleaning the light switches, the outlet switches, the baseboards, and vacuuming with a HEPA vacuum, and then mopping it with an organic cleaning supply called Bona, B-O-N-A, and using... to clean your home, we're going to be using a combination of organic cleaning supplies with essential oil cleaning supplies. And the organic cleaning supplies come from the line of Method, M-E-T-H-O-D. You can actually go to methodhome.com, and that's M-E-T-H-O-D-H-O-M-E.com. And then you can actually go through you know, all the information in regards to these organic cleaning supplies. All right, so it's all fruit or vegetable-derived cleaning supplies that actually they provide through thousands and thousands and millions of families all across the United States and overseas. Now, in regards to the bathroom, same thing. We're going to be cleaning inside and outside of the vanity cabinets, your medicine cabinets, your window, your your glass mirrors, your sconces, your lights on top of the mirrors, and the windows inside and outside of the bathroom, the tubs, the standing showers, the jacuzzis, and the door frames, the baseball radiator. We're going to be cleaning and disinfecting the floor, thoroughly vacuum and clean. And if you have marble or granite in the floors, we do have a special cleaners for specifically designed for marble and granite. And so every single area of your home, every single fixtures actually is protected over the life, over the course of the span of its use, which could be maybe 10, 15, 20 years, depending on how often you would like to renovate your home. Okay. Then in regards to the, to the bedrooms, right? Okay. The bedrooms, same thing. We're going to be taking all of the items inside of the closets, taking all the shoes, all the boxes, taking every single item, inside of your closets, taking it out. And then we're going to, clean the shelves of the closets in case there are shelves, and definitely vacuuming and mopping the floor, and then we can actually place back the items into the closets from where we took out all your items. Then the next thing we're going to do, those are one of the things that really clients really love, because you know, it's an area that accumulates and is a store for all the dust that is running in the house, and they don't pay attention to it, and then they end up with allergies. Okay, so or unknown allergies for which they have no recollection. So then, in regards to the bedrooms, to the beds, what we do is we actually move the beds to the front to make sure that the area behind the bed frame is actually vacuum and mop in case you have wood floor, or it's vacuum with a power brush behind the bed frame. Okay. Then definitely get rid of the cobwebs, because you're looking on a monthly, 3 or 6 months, or every year. So definitely there should be a good amount of cobwebs depending on how often you would like to clean. And all of the walls are going to be passed with Swiffer in case there's dust on the walls as well. And then we're going to be providing you with Vista cleaning as well. So that includes the cleaning of the windows inside, outside, as well as the window rails, sashes, screens. So every single part of your window gets cleaned, not just the glass area, but every single area of the window. Then the door, same thing, the doors inside and outside of the doors, the handles, the upper part, the back area, back edge of the door, and every single part of the door as well. Then all of your furniture inside your of your bedrooms are going to be thoroughly clean and sanitized, and your floors are going to be thoroughly vacuumed with a HEPA vacuum from the line of Electrolux, which has a HEPA filter, and all of your basements are going to be clean and washed, okay, and sanitized, and making sure that there is no dirt actually collected on those baseboards. And if you have any vents inside of the rooms, we're going to clean the vents. If you have any baseboard radiators, we're going to be cleaning the baseboard radiators. We're going to be vacuuming it. Depending on the frequency that you would like us to do it, we're going to need more time to do work inside of your bedroom. Then the next thing that, and then the next area would be pretty much the hallways, the dining room, living room, basements. Every single area of the house other than the kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom is actually going to be cleaned as well, just like we did with the bedroom. So consider bedroom, the bedroom work exactly the same as what we do in the hallways, the living room, the dining room, the family room, the basements. Okay, so all of these areas actually, you know, we're going to be removing the cobwebs from the ceiling. We're going to be taking all of the items out of the linen closets, vacuuming and mopping also the floor of the linen closets. We're going to be vacuuming the vents. We're going to be washing and cleaning and sanitizing the baseboards, and vacuuming and mopping the wood floor in case you have wood floor, with the organic supply called Bona. In case you have carpet, we also do offer, provide you with a carpet detox treatment for your carpets, and you have options to have additives such as allergy relief and dust mite and flea control. Okay, so in case you have run into those kind of problems, we can definitely provide you with a solution for that specifically found in carpets. Okay, so that's in regards to the hallways and every single area in your home, like your living room and dining room. Now, in regards to the living room and where you have your sofas and couches, what we do is we use a smaller attachment unit to actually vacuum all of the couches, upper and lower part of the couch. The top and the bottom part of the couches. We're going to remove all the couches so that we can actually vacuum on the place where the couches or the cushions actually are fitted. Okay, so we're going to take out all the cushions out of the sofa, and then we're going to vacuum the entire encasement of the sofa. Okay, we're going to use the nozzle, which is a pointy unit, to actually reach into the corners of the sofa. Okay, and the entire sofa or chair is actually going to be vacuumed. So all your upholstery is going to be vacuumed as well. In case you have pets, we actually, might take a little longer to actually vacuum your sofas. But, definitely we're going to be, cleaning and sanitizing every single part of your living room and your dining room, basement, family room. That's pretty much up to you. We highly recommend to do every single area of the house, for the reason being that if we do it in two stages or three stages, what we have cleaned inside of those areas, and it's going to be actually, it's going to be damaged by all of the dust and dirt accumulated in the other rooms. So let's say, for instance, if you say you want to have a spring cleaning or a deep cleaning or seasonal cleaning, whichever way you want to call it, to the first floor only. So your first floor is going to look beautiful up until the point where you go to the second floor and come down with all of the dirt accumulated on your shoes or on your feet from the second floor to the first floor. So we highly recommend that if you're going to do a deep cleaning or spring cleaning, you do it to all of the levels of the house, first floor, second floor, basement, and every single area inside of the house. So this way, you actually can see that your home is thoroughly, thoroughly clean. Thoroughly, thoroughly clean for every area of the house, instead of just one area and then making that one clean area dirty by the dirt accumulated from the other areas of your home. Okay, then in regards to the, once again, the vents and radiators are going to be vacuum and clean in and out. And then the stove, we're going to be cleaning definitely the oven, because it's on a monthly or quarterly or semi-annual basis that we're going to be coming to your home. And we're going to be moving, once again, your stove to the front, making sure that there's no food remnants on the floor of the base floor of the stove. And same thing with the refrigerator, that there are no dead mice, laying down on the base floor of the refrigerator. The inside of the refrigerator is also going to be clean. So expect to have all of the items out of the refrigerator taken out. You don't need to do that. Our crews are specialized to do and take care of all of that for you, and make sure that every single area inside of the refrigerator is thoroughly clean, as well as we're going to be getting rid of any dead meat or any rotten food that we might find inside of the refrigerators, or a rotten tomato or potato or any food that has already a white more like a cobweb type of laying already on top of your food. So that means that the food is really, really, poisonous for you, and it's rotten and definitely needs to be removed out of your fridge, because obviously you don't want to have that laying inside of your fridge because of the smell, and it could damage, your whole fridge, with a very full odor. Okay, so we're going to get rid of any rotten food or any rotten vegetable or fruits or whatever we find rotten in there or expired. We're going to be getting rid of whatever item we find that is not suitable for your refrigerator. Now, in regards to the washer and dryer, once again, we're going to We're going to use Swiffer pads to actually remove all, any of the lint that might be found on the walls, on the adjacent walls, or on the encasing walls where the washer and dryers are located. We're also going to be moving the washer and dryers towards the front so that we can actually vacuum any dirt that might be accumulated on the base floor of the washer and dryer. Then your kitchen pantries and closets, we definitely recommend you to go through a 5S organization system installation, so this way you can actually keep your pantries and closets actually thoroughly clean, organized, and systematically installed with a system that will, you know, allow you to actually maintain it that way and maintain it in a way that will have you stay organized and save you time and tons of money in ordering things that you already have, like the case of your pantries. If you have all of your foods, you know, systematically arranged and know exactly what you have in those areas, then you don't need to actually run to the store and buy something that you already have, because it's all hidden all the way in the bag in the corner of that pantry, and you didn't know you have it until one day you decide to move all of the items inside of your pantry, trying to find something else that you couldn't find, and find the old piece that you were looking for laying around looking at you saying, "Hey, you dummy, you know, you just wasted another $10 or $15 or whatever amount of money you might have wasted in the store." All right, so that's why the 5S organizational system is highly, highly recommended, so that you can actually stay organized, not only as a way of living well, but also as a way to save money and definitely save time from you running the store or going online or ordering online, ordering something that you already have and you don't need anymore, okay? And you already know what you have in a store and what to order or not over order or under order a specific item, all right? So that's pretty much what we do for deep cleaning or spring cleaning of the house. There's also the option to do a power wash from outside of the house so that we can actually take care of the cleaning of the gutters and cleaning of the outside facade of your home, so that it looks really nice from the inside as well as the outside of your home, and you can actually have your, you know, friends or relatives come over and brag about how cool your home looks. All right? Okay, so that's pretty much all about deep spring cleaning.